Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by NEBCO and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour, as always, sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production labor. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com or at NEBCOinc.com. Also, sponsor of Hour 3, our friends at Anderson Ford. Two locations in Lincoln, 27th and I-80 and 33rd and Yankee Hill.
They sandwich the town.
They really
giant.
Do.
They sandwich the town with giant F-150s. Just sandwich. They circle the town. I like
sleek
that.
Sleek ones.
Sleek. They're very nice. Well handled.
Yeah. They handle well.
And we would like to have Mike bring one down for you to test drive. Mm-hmm. And we can. You can do the show. You call in. We'll put you. You can put on get on your Bluetooth and call in. And you can drive up and down O Street. You will. You will. In the new F-150. You will.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll put you on Bluetooth and we'll whip you up and down.
Not sure why I didn't buy that one. I was thinking about that the other day. Why I didn't buy? I test drove one. I remember vividly. It was a tan. It was kind of tan gold, gold tan, and I liked it. I drove it into. I remember vividly. You've seen that driveway at Trix's, skinny driveway. It was kind of hard to maneuver
yes.
in there.
Oh, I know that driveway.
Did you take Trix for a spin?
No. But I ended up getting a Silverado, and I don't know why. I can't remember the reason, but I ended up getting a Silverado. And I kind of regret it. Ooh, sorry.
The Ford that got away.
The Ford that got away. Well, thank you. Well, Mike will bring it down. We'll
yeah, talk you can make amends
sandwiches
for this.
Sandwiches the town.
Sandwiches the town with
really
the Fords. Thank you, Mike.
I bet there's some nice ones out
Pretty
there.
Pretty sure Mike wore guaranteed. Number 48, I'm going to say.
Big
his
neck
number,
roll.
Yep, 48 was
Did he
number.
Wore a neck roll?
I don't remember.
I'm going to say yes.
I think they all wore neck rolls back then. He'd been back there.
Hold on. I'm going to get a picture right
Picture like
now.
That.
Watch this.
He would have been playing linebacker. Petco would have been playing linebacker.
Was he
linebacker.
Playing with Petco?
He played with Petco.
Petco?
Yeah.
Petco was a big
He's
old big. Linebacker.
Yeah, big. Probably like 6'3".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, almost like an oversized linebacker.
Yeah.
Mike Anderson, Nebraska. Images. Sure.
You're guessing 48 the number there?
I'm guessing 48. Okay. That's what I'm guessing.
You got it.
No. Okay.
Don't see the neck roll. Yeah, Look yeah. at. Nope, I don't see it.
Brilliant.
He was on. Oh, that's. Yeah. He was on the cover of Huskers Illustrated, not Sports Illustrated.
That'd have been a big deal. Felt the same back then,
same
right?
Thing.
Come on.
God, there's some epic pictures of him. This is not good radio.
Okay.
Because
it's... Just talk about photos you're looking at.
This is incredible
neck roll.
Radio.
Where's the neck roll?
Look at, though, yeah. Bill. Look yeah. at that picture. There's no neck
there's
roll
no
there.
Neck roll. No.
Boy, what a dude, though.
Yeah.
Look at that dude. Hitting a Kansas State guy yeah. in the back. Legal tackle.
Yeah. And a great human, too. Great person.
God yeah. dang. Mike Anderson. I'll be darned.
Thanks to NEBCO and Anderson Ford for sponsoring
Thank
Hour
you.
3. Now, we were supposed to have Sean Callahan on, and we have some shenanigans going on with the phone line. So I know this is a massive day with Portal News 5
yeah, this
guys.
This is not good.
This is our bad. We apologize, Breakers.
It's supposed to be 10 new additions
we did,
today, too.
We did call Sean during the break. He said he could do it tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I assume by tomorrow we'll have this phone situation figured out. So
me and Steve will look into it. Me, Steve, and Connor will
You can
look
give
into
us
this.
24 hours, Breakers. We will make sure we get Sean on tomorrow. Maybe there's more news of additions or subtractions today from the portal.
You'd want to ask Sean. Him about the running back situation. I don't think he knows, though, honestly. You'd want to ask him about the defensive tackle situation, D lineman.
Or D line coach.
D line coach. It's crickets.
What is the general take on the D line coach? I really haven't.
It's crickets. News at all.
That came up earlier, but yes.
It's crickets. Is it possible that somebody was coaching? Or somebody is
well,
coaching?
Well, last year that's what it was, right? Because the D-line coach Braden. Coached all the way till to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's possible this guy is coaching somewhere.
Yeah.
It could be pros, could be still colleges. So that would be my guess, actually.
So we'll try again for Sean tomorrow.
Thank you.
What would you ask him?
Well, I want to know about his thoughts on Calandria. Honestly, the whole Minshew situation, the fact that he was here for a day, then he wasn't, and then all of a sudden it's Calandria the next day. Mm-hmm. I mean, the timeline, it was Minshew commits Sunday, right?
Sunday night.
And mm-hmm. by Monday night, we're watching Nebraska basketball beat Ohio State. And at the very end of the game, oh, by the way, Minshew's not going to Nebraska. He's going to Kentucky. And then last night at 6 o'clock, you get Calandria. So it's just a very fast-moving situation. I just wonder what it's like in those
Sean
offices
has some
up there.
Insights. Yeah. He definitely has some insights. It's too bad we couldn't get him.
We'll have him on tomorrow.
But as Bill said, you probably improved yourself by losing Minshew.
I'd be shocked if you didn't. Never know. Could happen. Like I said, I was a fan of the quarterback that the Huskers obtained.
UNLV.
Yes, big fan. I watched him like 10 games. They were on TV all the time. I probably watched him more because I'm friends with Dan Mullen.
You watched him 10 times?
Oh, yeah. Watched him a bunch.
Let me ask
Bill likes Mountain West football.
I love Mountain West football.
Does the size concern you at all, 6 foot?
No, I will say this. There's probably some times that some of the scrambles he made will be against a much more elite defenses this year. So that will probably maybe make things a little bit harder for him. Now, in the bowl game, who beat him in the bowl game? They did not look good in the bowl
Ohio
game.
Ohio beat them, 17-10.
They scored 10 against Ohio, and they did not look good. I watched that game.
How did he look?
I'm going to get the stats for that game real quick.
I hardly recall. I remember just kind of going. I will say this. That was on kind of in the background.
His stats in that game, Calandria, was 19 for 30, 184, no touchdowns, one pick, 9 carries, 28 yards, and a touchdown on the ground.
Mm-hmm. What Nebraska fans are going to like is that ability to create after a play breaks down or just run, period. He can run. I mean, you can run design runs with him, obviously. They're going to like that. And I think they're going to like his spark. I think the program's going to like his spark, just the way he operates. He's a high energy.
I just think it's
high energy.
That'd be another question we're going to ask Sean. We'll prepare the questions. People want to have answers for that. What does it do to the dynamic? Because I just felt it was different with
question.
I think the dynamic's way different. It's like it was pretty. He's brought in to be the starter. I would say this: if he's not the starter, then you probably made a bad move.
What are we doing?
Yeah, right. That's what I would say.
What are you paying the
not.
Guy that's standing there with the clipboard?
Yeah.
I don't know if he has a clipboard.
Great point.
I'd love to see a clipboard.
Text would be so awesome.
Writing down.
Ron points out that he's going to have back-to-back starts against Ohio. Bowl game, UNLV, Nebraska.
That doesn't happen very often.
Ohio.
Yeah, that doesn't happen
first
very
game
often.
Of the season,
remember
September
caller
5th.
The other day felt we had no chance of beating Ohio. That was going to be a beatdown.
That was a little bit of a
beatdown.
Yeah.
He was living in a sort of negative
he was
world.
Nervous there.
Yeah. I wonder if he feels better now. They have Anthony.
Maybe so. Yeah. Anthony Calandria. IQ Crew says, what if the D-line coach is still backwards hat Matt?
Easy.
I mean, maybe that's what it is. Like,
head coach and D-line coach.
There's things that I wonder about still. Like I still wonder, and I don't rule it out, that Eckler would be coaching a position next
year.
That
could be a possibility.
Yeah. Yep. Mike Eckler.
So that might move somebody else into the D-line spot, move him, whatever. Who knows?
There could still be some shifts. I wouldn't rule that out.
Text from Big Hoss. We're getting a lot of texts about Calandria.
Big Hoss.
464-5685. Big Hoss says this. My only concern about the new quarterback is from what I've read, 50-50 on touchdown to interception ratio at Virginia.
Virginia.
Says, I know last year was better, but it reminds me of a Jeff Sims situation. What do you think compared to Jeff Sims?
Well, so he played for Dan Mullen at UNLV, and I think he made a conscious decision. In fact, Brian Munson wrote a story that talked to somebody that said he cleaned it up. He made a conscious decision that I can't keep making these risks. And they kept using the word risk averse. He became more risk averse at UNLV and, you know, just grew as a player. Made a conscious effort. I can't keep doing this. So, you don't know, though. You are taking a bit of a chance in that
situation.
It's
also a mesmerizing story that basically he was asked to leave Virginia.
Is that right?
And you don't leave Virginia just to go to UNLV just because of fun. He was basically like, I think we're going a different direction at Virginia.
They had a great year.
And they had a great year.
Counting on his growth.
But he went from Virginia, then went, and not once used the word rehab, but went got sent down to AAA.
Got sent to AAA. That's a good way to put
and
it.
And then did a great job at AAA, and then now became the Mountain West Player of the Year. And then now I would imagine, I don't know what his number is here, but it quadrupled what he had at UNLV. I guarantee it was at least a quadruple amount of money that he'll make at Nebraska. So think about that. It's kind of a cool story.
It is.
He got sent packing.
That's a good point.
And then and had to go to AAA and then found his way back into the bigs.
God, you just keep writing columns for me.
Thanks.
The record for Calandrian is 2 years at Virginia. 2023, they were 3-9. Okay. And they were 5-7 in 24 before they had went 11-3 without him this year.
And what was the ratio?
Basically 50-50.
It was like 26-20. 26 touchdowns. 26 touchdowns, 20 picks. That's a, I mean, you would almost characterize that as a horrifying ratio. That's the kind of ratio that you get asked to move on.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Bill Nailed. He went down a rehab assignment and made it work.
Came back.
AAA player of the year.
Well, same thing. The quarterback, think about this. He's at Stanford for 2 years. Transfers. Goes to Montana State.
Right.
Does incredible. Wins a national championship.
Now
I'm sure he's going to be available. I cannot imagine him not landing someplace else. I watched him play. And he can definitely play at least at a higher level. Now, my question is, if I'm there and you say higher level, would you, Sipple, you're the starting quarterback at Montana State. You are FCS. And then you have a chance to go play in the MAC. Do you go?
I'm going no.
No, I wouldn't think so. In a million years, I'm like going, I'd want to stay right where I'm at.
What about Sunbelt?
Still, I mean, school, I have to see which one. I mean, do you leave Montana State to go to New Mexico State?
I don't think so.
I don't know if you, I don't think,
yeah, I think it's a big
I think
step
you
off.
Leave to go to Fresno, Boise, some of those schools.
How about in the Big 12 for sure? Anywhere?
Anywhere. I think I go anywhere in the Big 12. Say it's Colorado or whatever.
Yeah, Power Four, absolutely.
Yeah, especially since I won the national championship. I mean, Gronowski did that. So it's like, okay, I did everything I could. And he can look back on his career and go, well done.
Well done.
National champion. Was he twice? Two-time national champion, I believe. I think he won it twice, I believe, at South Dakota State. And then he goes, hey, I had to go to Iowa really well.
Didn't go well early.
Didn't go early on. I thought it was
like, what is going on?
I was like, I remember preseason, I'm like going, whoa, did they hit it? They hit one here. And I'm going, then all of a sudden, there was times, one game, it was late in the year, though, he had 40 yards passing to the last drive.
That was the Michigan State game.
To the last drive, he had 40 yards passing and pulled it off.
See, here's the thing. That's why you have to sometimes be patient with players. You can't just write them off all the time. You could have written off Gronowski last year early.
Oh, yeah. They had to be having some thoughts in their head of like, oh, man, how is this going to work?
Well, this is a very interesting story. I think it's very interesting because of how different he is than the previous starter. He's different from the way he plays, and I think – the energy. He plays with a lot of energy. That's what I like about Cole. He plays with a lot of urgency. Yeah. I mean, a lot
and then
of.
And also,
he's kind of has to because of his size.
Is your sales pitch also, like financial wise, is like, here's the deal. We're bringing him in to start. Latif, you're going to redshirt.
I wonder.
We're going to try to redshirt you. And
it's a good.
And then you have 3 years at the helm here, and you'll be making. QB1 numbers.
You might not have 3 years because you're bringing in Trey Taylor in 2027. Lateef is in sort of an interest. It's not a bad situation, but he's going to have to win. He's going to have to beat some guys out if he's going to play.
I would ask this. Now, we always talk about coaches bring players with them. Is any players follow the quarterback to his new school?
Oh, that's a good question.
Is there a receiver that might follow Calandry to Nebraska?
It's a good question.
I'd be shocked if there wasn't somebody. If you're the player of the year and they got beat in the Mountain West championship game, they've got some dudes. They got some guys. I mean, right now
they won 10 games last year.
You think about it right now.
10-4.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's pretty excited because there's some San Diego State players coming here. Where are they from? Mountain West.
Yep.
And they weren't in the championship game.
No.
So everybody's excited about that. So that means there's some players at UNLV is probably going, hey, hang on here a second. Let me bring one guy with me of one spot.
Good point.
And so
yeah. Or maybe somebody from his past, you know, just somebody he knows from high school or whatever. It could be anybody. But I, those are all things that will shake out. We'll see. We'll just gotta let it play out. Just hope that he's locked in. I mean, that's.
I do think, though, it compared to maybe Minshew, I'm not really sure. It feels like maybe it's a little bit more optimism. Like, I'm not seeing it.
Seems like.
If, on the message board, I don't look at the message boards, but in terms of what I've seen.
Well, there's 30-some starts compared to zero, right?
Yeah, people seem, I think, optimistic about what this could look like with Calandry at Nebraska.
Yeah, they listen to the show.
This is different than Minshew, too. Minshew's not the runner. Minshew's not the runner that Calandry is. He's not that style of quarterback. He was a little bit more smooth pocket guy. I'll run if I have to.
Yeah, he plays alive, yep.
Calandria will just take off.
Take off. Yeah. He'll cause problems. And if you go back and look with his run game problems all came off of scrambles. Drop back pass where he took off. Oh. And those are major problems. Those were way worse than quarterback run. It does. Oh, man. Yeah, we got to rush this guy. Once you start saying, hey, we're going to cage rush him, which means you have to rush like just slow mush and try to, you know, that. Well, then you don't have much of a pass rush. I mean, so you can stand back there and it's like, okay.
Yeah, because
when you
afraid.
Get nervous and stuff. So when you have to, it's all you're talking about is your pass rush. Because I'm just telling you, when they rush 4 and they block with 5, there's a seam somewhere. And then he has the ability to make the linebacker miss if he takes off.
He does.
And also, and what coverage does it scare you in, Jake? What coverage does the quarterback scramble scare you in?
Man to man.
Man to man.
Man to man.
Wow, you nailed it. Because why? Those DBs are backs are to the guy.
Yeah.
He could be running. You see
Jake
it all the time.
Jake wasn't sure about the answer. All he said, he'd look at him, he's like, I don't know if
you see it all the time, though. The quarterback takes off, and a guy's covering a guy with his back to him.
Yeah.
Turn around.
Yeah. Reminder in Calandria's stats. Last year, 3,500 yards passing, 65% completion rate.
Good.
23 touchdowns, 9 picks, 26 sacks. Okay. So just under 2 per game because he played 14 games. And then rushing 127 carries for 650 yards, 10 touchdown.
That's what got my attention. That's 5.1 a carry.
Yeah.
That gets your attention. He can run, or legit run. I mean, and again, energy's good. He's just got to, Bill, if you're the coach, Glenn Thomas, don't you just emphasize, you got to take care of the football.
I would imagine it's been mentioned. Hey, wing it in there. Fire it in there.
Everything's good. Just, you have to take care of it. And he did at UNLV. I think he got it taken care of.
Ryan in Delaware says this. You know, there's another guy in the portal with Nebraska ties who was here last season.
Daniel Kalen?
No. Running back.
And that is?
Dante Dowdell is in the portal from Kentucky. Could he make his way back to Nebraska?
I was.
Well, touchdowns here 2 years ago.
Would you look at that?
I bet he comes back. I bet he is.
Once you look at it.
He had 12 touchdowns here.
You would look at it because you're saying he's coming back. Hold on. I think so. What was his numbers at
Nebraska,
Kentucky?
I don't know. I'll get those pulled.
They weren't good.
No. All I remember is the one that he couldn't score against Texas to win the game. But that's not all on him. But I did say I watched much Kentucky. That's one team I didn't watch. They were horrific.
Get his stats here.
Yeah.
Dowdell. Now, I will say this before you get the stats. I wouldn't look at Dowdell as the answer.
He split carries with a guy named McGowan. Dowdell, 112 carries, 560, 3 touchdowns, 5 yards per carry this
year. That's not bad. I just don't know if I would look at him as, if you're, okay, Charmore Brown or Dante Dowdell. I'm going Charmore Brown. Dowdell doesn't strike me as number one. Like, excuse me, Bill, RB1.
RB1, QB1, wide receiver 1, left tackle 1.
LT1.
C1. I'm sort of team Mekhi Nelson, but to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know what they'll end up doing. But I know this, like that, if I'm thankful, Emmett should be thankful that he left. Because the, Emmett would have not gotten near the carries if Dowdell was back.
Oh.
He wouldn't have. No chance to get
there. No, yeah, you're right.
He would have not gotten
near the carries. Not down near the goal line.
No.
He wouldn't have had 12 touchdowns.
No. And so it would have been different. They'd have been viewed about the same. They're pretty similar. They have this. Emmett probably has a little more maybe with receiving the ball, whatever. But he wouldn't have had – he wouldn't be a first team. He wouldn't be an All-American.
Ooh.
Because when he came back, who was left? It was like, it's kind of, Emmett, you got it. And then, woo, it was young.
Pretty unique situation.
Very
really.
Unique situation.
Yeah.
When we come back, a unique situation, odd situation, with Tom Izzo, Michigan State. I'll tell you what happened next on Early
tell
Break
us.
Of the Ticket.